GM, and welcome to Crypto Grind Daily. Let's dive in because today's news just might rattle your crypto cage. First up, Bitmain Immersion Technologies is about to make a splash on the NYSE, and it's got the Ethereum stash to back it up. With a whopping 3.98% of the entire Ethereum supply now in its treasury, that's 4,803,334 ETH for those who like numbers. Bitmain isn't just dabbling in digital assets. We're talking 8.64 billion in ETH alone, plus another 11.4 billion if you toss in crypto and cash holdings. And let's not forget the cherry on top, an annualized staking revenue of $196 million. Sure, that's before we pull out the calculators for taxes and operational costs, but it's still a pretty picture. Bitmain's recent ETH binge saw them gobble up 71,252 ETH in a single week. That's the fastest accumulation we've seen since the heady days of December 2025. Out of their massive haul, 3.33 million ETH is actively staked. This isn't just a corporate flex. It's a major power move and a potential paradigm shift in how public companies engage with crypto assets. It's enough to make you wonder if other titans will follow suit. Meanwhile, over in Bitcoin land, it's been a brutal day for the bears. President Trump announced a ceasefire with Iran, and that geopolitical olive branch has upended a cool $427 million in Bitcoin short positions within the span of 8 short hours. Bitcoin surged from under $70,000 to an intraday high of $72,753, leaving short sellers floundering in its wake. The ceasefire didn't just affect Bitcoin. Risk assets across the board saw a resurgence. Oil prices dipped, U.S. stock futures bounced, and the crypto markets basked in the glow of optimism. Bears, take heed. Geopolitical shifts are your worst enemy when you're betting against Bitcoin. Lastly, the SEC is finally shifting gears, and it's about as welcome as a coffee break during an all-night code sprint. The headline? A proposed regulation crypto is heading to the White House for review, signaling a potential sea change in U.S. crypto law. Forget those years of regulation by lawsuit. We're talking about an actual rulebook. If you've been toiling away trying to navigate the murky waters of token fundraising, this might just be the lifeline you've been waiting for. The proposed framework has three intriguing components. First, there's a startup exemption allowing early-stage projects to raise up to $5 million over 4 years without the usual regulatory rigmarole. That's a major win for small teams and indie developers looking to break into the space without spending half their seed round on legal fees. While we await more details, this could kickstart a new era of innovation and lower the barrier to entry for budding crypto ventures. So what does all this mean for crypto jobs and builders? Bitmain's massive stake in Ethereum could signal a new wave of institutional interest and job opportunities in crypto asset management. The Bitcoin short squeeze reminds us of the volatility and opportunity in trading roles, especially for those who can navigate the geopolitical landscape. Lastly, the SEC's potential safe harbor could unleash a torrent of early-stage projects, creating demand for developers, community managers, and every role in between. The tide is turning, and with it comes a fresh wave of opportunity. That's a wrap for today. I'm Alex. See you tomorrow.